comic books of the sorts of things that they do. They have additional episodes of the audio drama that has been done up and released on CDs. And tonight, we're going to be taking a listen to episode 2, part 2 of The Intergalactic Nemesis that will be coming up here in just a moment on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Intergalactic Nemesis, Robot Planet Rising! We pick up with Molly, Timmy, and the unconscious Dr. Webster in a hover car racing towards the Crystal Palace of Wisdom.
Commander LB Dio is Alphatron? And Alphatron is Mysterion? How is that even possible? Mysterion died in the Ultra Hive, and LB is, well, LB. Unless he used his mind powers to transfer his consciousness to the Ultra Hive right before he died, and then the Hive sent out that consciousness to everywhere linked to it, including the Zygonian transport that LB Dio discovered in space before he disappeared, but he didn't disappear, because what really happened is that Mysterion transferred his mind from the transport's computer to LB Dio, and then completely reprogrammed him, and then electroplated him with gold! It all makes perfect sense now.
Sure it does, kid. Can't you get this bucket to go any faster?
Carrying Dr. Webster on his back, Timmy bursts into the Cerebratron's control room with Molly right behind him.
Cerebratron, you've been sabotaged by Mysterion. Now that we know what's wrong, we can fix you up, and...
It is too late. I am dying.
But, Cerebratron, you can't die.
With substation HB-10 compromised, I am beyond help.
But with Mysterion controlling the robots, he'll take over Robonovia. No place in the galaxy will be safe.
There is only one option, Timmy Mendez. My databanks have been working night and day to find a solution, and we have found it. Listen carefully. In the entire universe, in all places and times, there is one man who has the knowledge, intelligence, and willpower to save the galaxy. By using all my available energy resources, I can extract this man from his time and place and transport him here, to the Crystal Palace where we stand. But I will self-destruct in the effort.
But who will rule Robonovia?
You will, Timmy Mendez.
Me? But what about my telekinetic training?
Your training is complete.
Me? Rule? Robonovia?
I have to admit, Cerebratron, that does sound a little far-fetched.
9129351. 9129351.
All right, Cerebratron. I understand. But let me say something before you sacrifice yourself. You have been my guide in this galaxy, helping me understand the powers of my superbrain and teaching me the wisdom that will let me guide the robots in your place. Without you, we'd all be dead already because of what the Zygonians had planned before. Cerebratron, I never got to know my dad. He died in a thresher accident when I was 3. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'll miss you. I'll really miss you, Cerebratron. But more than that, I love you, Cerebratron. You're the father I never had.
And you, the son. Robonovia is in your hands, Timmy Mendez. Rule it wisely.
I will, Cerebratron. I will. Okay. I think we're ready. The man Cerebratron was talking about. There he is, in the middle of the room.
What? My head is killing me.
Ben Wilcott?
Meanwhile, in Mysterion's headquarters...
You idiots will never complete the Galactoscope now.
Boss, we'll make it up to you. We promise.
I'm surrounded by nitwits.
Boss, that's not a nice thing to say.
Look. We got another prisoner. Maybe she could help.
Another prisoner?
She's just outside the door, boss.
Well, what are you waiting for, fool? Bring her in.
Get your hands off me, metal men.
Well, look at this. Hello, strange beauty. And what is your name?
I tell you nothing.
Oh, is that so? Look into my eyes. Now, what is your name?
Dr. Natasha Zorokov, Master.
Meanwhile, in the Crystal Palace of Wisdom...
Ben? Ben Wilcott?
That's me, and who are you? And what is this place?
Why, you...
Ow! What was that for?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, leaving me like that.
What? Excuse me, miss.
Miss? Miss? Is that all I am to you?
Hey, that hurts. You must be mistaking me for someone else.
Someone else?
I've never met you.
Very funny, mister. You should play a room in the Catskills.
I don't know what you're talking about. One minute I'm in my laboratory, the next I'm here.
Laboratory? Don't you mean library?
There are no more libraries. Where have you been?
Before Robinovia? Well, Texas, of course, then Cambridge, then New York, then room...
Wait! There are... people? In New York? Then there's hope! There's still hope!
Timmy, there's something wrong with him.
No, I think I get it. Because he defeated the Zygonians, all the events that led up to the Zygonian invasion never happened. So even though he was born, and his parents still named him Ben, he didn't become a librarian. And he didn't come back in time to save two galaxies, because since he did come back in time, he didn't have to come back in time, so he didn't.
You lost me at librarian, kid.
So instead, you became a... What exactly are you now?
A geneticist. Look, it's been nice chatting, but I've got to get back to my lab.
Listen, about your lab.
Yes?
We could only get you a one-way ticket. There's no way we can send you back.
Oh my God! Millions of lives are at stake!
I know! That's exactly why we did it!
No one knows where it started. No one knows how it began. Maybe it was the obscure case of a man in Boynton Beach, Florida, with light fur growing on his palms. Maybe it was the isolated outbreak in the Yukon of babies born with a single eye in the center of their foreheads. The warning signs were small. But then it dropped, like a million hydrogen bombs all at once. My own sister. When the bug arms burst from her back, my poor sister.
Oh, Doc.
But now, in my time, Earth year 2095, a race of mutants, some with exoskeletons, some with hydrochloric acid as saliva, all with ganglia instead of human brains, and all with an appetite for human flesh. These mutants have taken over the planet while the rest of us live in fear for our lives. A small handful of survivors banded together to learn the complex science of genetics. I'm one of those survivors. My sole purpose is to find a cure for these mutations and return to normal humanity.
What about your wife and son? Did they turn into...
Wife and son? Are you kidding? I have no time for family. It's all I can do to stay one step ahead of the monsters.
So you're not married?
No. I've often dreamed. A wife. Two kids. A dog with only four legs.
Me too.
What did you say your name was?
Molly Sloan.
I'm Ben Wilcott.
I know.
Molly? You gonna be okay?
I just need a few...
Ow!
That's better.
Maybe I should stick around.
Meanwhile, in a room lined with holographic monitors at the very heart of his headquarters, Mysterion lords over his newest mind slave, Dr. Natasha Zorokov.
Now,
Dr. Zorikov, I believe prior to your arrival on Robonovia, you were a Soviet spy?
Yes, Master.
In your experience as a spy and a soldier, do you agree with my strategy of taking my unstoppably violent robot army to attack the Crystal Palace and destroy Timmy Mendez?
Yes, Master.
Do you further agree that the best course of action once I've taken over Robonovia is to use my robot army to invade every other inhabited planet in the universe, starting with Earth?
Yes, Master.
Finally! An assistant who truly appreciates my diabolical genius. Now, did you help Dr. Webster to build the original galactoscope?
Yes, Master.
If I were to show you an incomplete galactoscope,
what happens when a reporter and
to finish its construction?
Yes, Master.
Magnificent! Now, Dr. Zorikov, press the button on the wall there and watch as those doors open to reveal the greatest army ever assembled in the history of the universe! Now, my beautiful robot army, are you ready to destroy the Crystal Palace of Wisdom?
Yes, Master!
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Back in the Crystal Palace, our heroes discuss their options.
With a robot army at Mysterion's disposal, no planet in the galaxy is going to be safe.
It's like the Zygonian Empire all over again.
Maybe that's why he's hatching.
Zygonian eggs!
Where am I? What happened?
Dr. Webster, you're awake.
Molly, you're safe.
Welcome back, Larry. You had us all a little worried there.
Oh, Molly, I can't tell you how
much... Later, Larry. We've got bigger fish to fry here. There's a robot army about to take over the universe, and it's being led by our old arch-enemy, Mysterion the Magnificent.
The world-famous hypnotist?
Mesmerist, actually.
We've got to fight fire with fire. We need an army of our own.
We might be in luck, kid. When I got shot down, the Shadow Nebula crash-landed in a robot junkyard. There are enough parts there to assemble a million robots.
But how could we keep them from joining up with Mysterion?
I've got it. Remember that number series?
9129351?
The Bertucci series?
Exactly. How did you know?
It was the subject of my master's thesis.
Incredible! Well, Mysterion is using it as a form of robotic mind control. If we can reverse it, we should be able to immunize the robots we build at the junkyard.
Great work, Doc. If we can defeat Mysterion's army, I'll be able to take him on head to head.
That's a big if, and that still leaves the Zygonians.
Miss Sloan, do you by any chance have a sample of the eggs?
Funny you should ask. I've been trying to figure out what to do with this handkerchief.
Let me have a look. My Alpha 3 wrist computer should be able to scan the DNA and perhaps find a weakness. That's strange. There must be something wrong. Let me try again.
What is it?
There it is again.
But it's not possible.
Enough already. What's going on?
According to my Alpha 3 wrist computer, the Zygonian chromosome structure is a series 9-7 DNA sequence.
In English, Doc.
By some crazy twist of fate, this Zygonian DNA has the same makeup as the mutated part of human DNA in my time on Earth.
You mean?
I have the technology to destroy them.
Moments later, in a sophisticated projection room at the heart of the Crystal Palace.
This projection from my Alpha 3 shows a three-dimensional model for the work I do in the future.
A magnification of microbes working in coordinated activity. Amazing! But what are they doing?
Building salt crystals.
But salt destroys Zygonians.
Just like the mutants in my time on Earth. To fight them, we use microbes to farm salt crystals from the atoms of the very air we breathe.
Amazing.
What?
I can reprogram bacterial DNA in a matter of moments. Get me some copper wire, a pair of needle-nose pliers, a soldering iron, and a salad spinner.
Doc, I'm sure we have everything we need in our science lab.
Actual science lab? What I would give for that in my time! Amazing! Then all we need is a sample of salt for the microbes to use as a model.
There isn't any. The Zygonians eliminated salt from this galaxy a long time ago.
That's where you're wrong, Timmy. It's with us everywhere we go.
But I ate the last piece of taffy weeks ago!
No, Timmy. In our bodies. Our tears. Our sweat.
Brilliant!
There's only one problem. It's going to take at least a week for the microbes to develop enough salt to use against the Zygonians.
Then we don't have any time to waste, do we?
What are you doing, Molly?
Running in place, Timmy. Normally, I'm not one to break a sweat, but this is a special occasion.
You're a wonder, Miss Sloan! Run in place, everyone! Run!
An hour later, in another scientifically advanced room of the Crystal Palace of Wisdom, Dr. Webster works in a lab of his own. He manipulates a spare robot as he confronts the effects of what is now known as the Bertucci Syndrome.
There, that ought to do it. Robot G38, how are you feeling?
Eat that, Webster.
Oh, no, that's not it. Maybe like this.
Aurora de Rosa en amanecer.
Oh, dear. What am I doing wrong? Blast! The Bertucci series should be reversible if only
Do you
I...
need a hand?
But, Dr. Wilcott, I wasn't expecting you. What about the salt crystals?
They're cultivating now.
Well, maybe you can help me, Dr. Wilcott. I'm having trouble with this circuit box.
Aha! Reverse the red and green wires.
Ow!
Sorry, Doctor. Solder this here.
Brilliant, Dr. Wilcott. Now to replace the cap.
Shall we turn it on again?
You should have the honor, Dr. Wilcott.
Hello, Dr. Webster, Dr. Wilcott. I am G38. How may I be of service?
It works! G38, are you familiar with the robot junkyard?
Familiar? I was born there.
Incredible! There's no time to waste then, is there? Pack your proverbial bags and...
Gentlemen, am I interrupting?
Not at all, Miss Sloan.
Dr. Wilcott, do you mind if I have a moment alone with Dr. Webster?
Oh, of course. I'll just,
Oh, Molly, I never thought I'd see you again.
Yeah, about that. I just wanted to say I'm sorry for what I did to you on our wedding day.
You're sorry?
Yeah. So, you're off to build an army, huh?
With the Bertucci series reversed, I thought... What was that for?
Good luck, Larry.
Oh, there's hope.
Dr. Webster's heart beats a little faster as he heads off to build a robot army. With a mathematical vaccine for the Bertucci syndrome in his head. Molly and Ben, meanwhile, strategize with Timmy about the next phase of their plan.
All right, Larry's headed to the junkyard. Ben and I need to sneak into Mysterion's compound, get those eggs, and hold them here until it's harvesting time down on the old salt farm. I just don't know how we'll get past his army.
Emergency. Emergency.
Bring it up on the view screen.
Dear Lord!
Robot army attacking. Robot army attacking.
It's total chaos on the streets. There must be thousands of robots swarming like...
fire ants at a West Texas picnic. Well, Molly and Ben, with Mysterion's army on the move, now's your chance.
Roger, Timmy. Come on, Ben. Those eggs won't keep forever.
After rocketing across town in a hover car, Ben and Molly set down near Hatch on the roof of Mysterion's complex. The coast appears to be clear.
All right, let's see if this hatch is unlocked.
It just might be our lucky day.
Let's hope the rest is this easy. I'm heading in. It's an access shaft. There's a ladder heading down.
I'm right behind you, Doc. That's quite a drop. Can't even see the bottom.
According to my Alpha 3, we should have just a couple of floors before we're on the level of the Zygonian eggs. You okay, Miss Sloan?
I've been worse.
I gotcha. That was close.
Right into your arms.
Right into my arms.
Like old times.
Miss Sloan, do you believe in destiny?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay. Through this hatch here, then into a hallway.
Looks clear. Let's move down this hallway. Watch your back.
Watch my back? What's wrong with my back?
Never mind.
Is there something on my back?
No, keep moving!
Oh, God, no! Is there something growing out of my back?
It's just an expression.
Why would you say something like that? That's awful!
Sorry, Doc. Let's keep moving, huh? All right, this should be the room. The door, Mr. Wilcott. What the? The eggs! They're gone!
Looking for something?
Mysterion!
And Dr. Zorikov!
Ah, the beautiful reporter Molly Sloan. Perfect timing.
You fiend!
My old arch enemy, Mr. Ben Wilcott! You've been a thorn in my side too long and too often. You're not going to foil my plans this time.
I have no idea what you're talking about, monster.
Oh, but you will. Not the part about foiling everything, but the other part about... Oh, never mind. Zorikov, tie them up and bring them with me.
Yes, master. I tie them up.
Natasha! Natasha! Snap out of it! No!
Molly!
She's too strong! I can't!
At that same moment, in the Crystal Palace, Timmy communicates with Dr. Webster, who has arrived at the robot junkyard.
She apologized. She kissed me on the cheek. There's hope, Timmy. There's hope. Okay, that arm should fit on like that.
I'm happy for you, Dr. Webster, but the robot army is headed this way now. How many robot soldiers do you have built?
Three.
Only three?
Oh, after all these years, we'll finally be married.
Dr. Webster, there are more than 1,000 robots headed my way. I can't hold them off forever. Can't you move any faster?
I know, Timmy. It must be the world's longest engagement. Now for the head.
Look, I hate to burst your bubble, but Molly loves Ben.
You don't know what you're talking about. She hit him. She despises him. Well, that should snap like that.
Don't you see, Doc?
You mean Molly and Ben?
Sorry to break it to you like this.
Molly and Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm such a boob.
Doc, stay calm. I didn't mean to...
King-size boob!
Snap out of it, Doc. We've got work to do.
I really am a king-size boob. What was that?
What's what, Dr. Webster? Dr. Webster?
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Meanwhile, Molly and Ben find themselves in an enormous hangar, tied back to back in two chairs. Mysterion lords over them in the center of the room, his mind slave Zorikoff by his side. Near them stands a fully completed galactoscope. Behind Mysterion sit two giant upright glass tubes. As the hangar's bay doors shut, the last of Mysterion's army marches towards the Crystal Palace.
Ah, Mr. Wilcott and Ms. Sloane, welcome back to the world of the living.
Mysterion, you rat!
Molly, what's that behind him in those giant glass tubes?
No!
That's right, Miss Sloane. Those are the eggs you came to collect. But they're no longer eggs, are they? No, indeed. My plan has finally hatched. Finally hatched. Oh, that's a good one. I've still got it.
You'll never control them.
Oh, my, my. We're quite the pessimist today, Ms. Sloane. Perhaps you didn't notice the electrical cables that lead to each of the containment tubes.
What of them?
Why, take this lead and connect it here to the terminal on the right side of my head. And the other lead to the left side.
No!
In moments, I will activate the circuitry that connects me to my pets, bringing them out of dormancy and adding their mental powers to my own. The combination of Zygonian mind control and my own powers of mesmerism will be 10 times more powerful than the mesmographer. You'll remember that device, don't you, Ms. Sloane?
That machine at Cradmore!
Yes, the party at Cradmore.
Cradmore?
But before I activate my pets, there's another task at hand. Dr. Zorikoff, power up the galactoscope.
Yes, Master.
Now, set the coordinates we discussed.
Yes, Master.
In the view screen.
It can't be. Oh, yes. My base of operations on Earth. The greatest engineering achievement of our age. The Empire State Building.
No, you beast. New York.
Once my robot army destroys Timmy Mendez, they will follow me to Earth, with the Zygonians augmenting my mind powers and the robot army at my disposal. Soon, I will be operating from every corner of the globe!
But Mysterion, the globe is a sphere. It doesn't have any...
Say it! Now, prepare yourselves for another of my magnificent performances. A mesmerizing spectacle that I call intergalactic domination.
Meanwhile, in the Crystal Palace...
Come in, B697. Is the entrance to the Crystal Palace sealed off?
Kill Timmy Mendez.
Oh, boy.
TZ-436, do you have a visual on the robot army?
Kill Timmy Mendez.
I'm totally on my own. Hope the Cerebratron was right about my training being complete, because it looks like it's just me and my mind powers against that whole army.
Timmy races to the ground floor of the Crystal Palace to head off a robot mob. As he exits the building, he is confronted by a technological nightmare, a sea of surging robots in a tidal wave of destruction.
They're everywhere! Look at those robots climbing up that building! Oh, they're tearing the facing right off it! And those robots, they must be 8 feet tall! And they're just crushing everything in front of... Well, no! They just threw a hover car! That was close. Now to see where I can...
Well, looky here!
What do you know, if it ain't the kid?
I don't think so. Take that!
L7, look at me! I'm flying!
You idiot! That's the kid's mind powers! Think you're tough, huh, kid? Let's see what your mind powers can do about this. Hey, Army, let's show the kid some heat.
No, no.
Ready? Aim.
Meanwhile, in Mysterion's lair, Molly and Ben look in horror at New York through the galactoscope and at a Mysterion who has electronically attached himself to the Zygonians.
And now, intergalactic domination, Act One. Prepare to witness my greatest triumph, Zorkov. Power up the Zygonian Psycho Scramblers!
Yes, Master.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long, long time!
No! It's too much!
Look! Ben! His head!
It's completely masked by an enormous ball of electricity!
The glass containers!
The Zygonians are coming to life!
Wait! The ball of electricity!
It's disappearing! And Mysterion is collapsing!
The Zygonians! They're awake, but why aren't they doing anything?
Maybe the connection to Mysterion's head restrains them somehow?
Even when he's knocked out?
If he's even still alive!
Alive? Alive?
What
no!
the?
No!
Oh, I'm alive, all right! And now, to my feet! Yes, I'm alive, and I've never felt better.
Back on the streets of Miskatropolis.
Hold your fire. D9, what's that sound?
Hey, what is that sound?
Oh, D9.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey. Around that corner, it's a huge building, and it's sucking up all the robots around it through some kind of vacuum. Jeepers!
The junkyard transport, it's out of control! Run, L7, run!
It's catching up!
D9,
where's it going?
It's got me!
Get back down here!
That machine, it's sucking D9 right up!
No! No! No!
Gotta get the heck out of here!
Timmy, it's okay. Don't run!
From atop the giant building emerges the head of Dr. Lawrence Webster. Every robot on the ground stops moving and stares up at the great scientist.
What the? Dr. Webster! Dr. Webster! Is that you controlling that moving building? What about the robot army you were supposed to make?
When I saw this amazing machine, I realized I didn't need to build an army at all. With the help of this recycling plant, I'll get Mysterion's army reprogrammed to normal in no time.
Great work, Doc. With the army defeated, it's just me against Mysterion. How fast can you get us to his headquarters?
At that very same moment in Mysterion's lair...
What's going on? He's turning into a giant cape man!
He's huge!
His mind is doing the Charleston with those Zygonians, Ben! It isn't real. It's just what he wants us to see. A jumbo-sized Mysterion!
My God, he's 20 feet tall! I told you this show would be spectacular! And now, for intergalactic domination, Act 2!
The bay doors! They're opening again! It's Timmy and Dr. Webster! Kid! Larry! Slow down! What are you doing here?
Look, Molly, that robot army! It's right behind them!
Army? Attack Timmy Mendez!
Violence is no longer part of our system parameters. Please confer with our leader, Timmy Mendez.
Very clever, Mr. Mendez. But to coin a phrase, the show must go on.
Your army's done for, Mysterion. It's just you and me.
And my pets, of course.
And those Zygonians you're attached to. It's just you, me, and the Zygonians.
Don't forget my mind slave, Dr. Zorikoff.
And Dr. Zorikoff. It's just you, me, the Zygonians, and Dr. Zorikoff. But that's it!
You forgot this lamp. Kidding, of course.
Oh,
Mysterion flew right into the galactoscope.
Way to go, kid. But watch out for that machine. It's our only way home.
Prepare to die.
Whoa! He's lifting Timmy up with his giant hand. I thought you said his new form was just an illusion, Molly.
Die, Timmy Mendez.
Whoa!
Holy mackerel. Mysterion just threw him down like a rag doll.
Larry, attack Mysterion with the army.
Their anti-violent subroutines have been restored. They can't attack anything.
Yes, Dr. Webster.
What?
Larry! Ben, Mysterion just flicked him like a bug.
We've got to do something. See if you can reach my Alpha 3.
Take that, Mysterion.
Go get him, kid.
It's not working. Nothing's happening.
Die.
Put me down.
My pleasure.
Timmy, get up. Oh, my God, I think it killed him.
No, he's still breathing. If we could just get to him. Reach for my Alpha 3.
I'm trying.
Playtime is over, children. Dr. Zorikoff, aim the galactoscope to deep space.
No!
Yes! Ben Wilcott, Molly Sloan, Dr. Webster, Timmy, even Dr. Zorikoff, look into my eyes!
That is enough, Metal Man.
Dr. Zorikoff, you're awake.
I am Master Spy. We never sleep.
But you're completely under my control.
You never had me under control. Your mind powers are nothing compared to the horrors of Siberia. Your time has come, Metal Man.
No! Get off!
Perhaps you should have cultivated Greco-Roman wrestling skills. Now for this.
And this!
Put those leads back on my head, you little...
Robots L7 and D9, please throw Mysterion through Galactoscope.
As you command.
Put me down! Put me down!
Goodbye forever, Metal Man!
You're making a mistake, Zorikoff! L79, I'm handy! No!
galactoscope off. Comrades, you are awake.
Mysterion! Mysterion? Where did he go?
I would have rescued you sooner, but opportunity to safely do so did not arise until this moment. My apologies, comrades.
Dr. Zarkov, get us out of these chairs.
Oh, my wrists.
Dr. Webster, my poor Dr. Webster, you're all right.
I'm fine, but look at Timmy.
Kid, wake up!
Here, I am trained medic. He will live.
How on earth did you fool Mysterion?
My training includes working as thespian with Stanislavski. I use my sense memory skills to embody role of madman's hypnotized assistant.
I don't mean to interrupt, but...
No! The Zygonians! They're free!
Robots! Attack!
Violence is no longer part of our system parameters, Timmy Mendez.
Oh no!
We're surrounded! Dear Lord, that Zygonian is dissolving those robots like melted butter!
Like Siberian acid torture!
Oh no! Ben! It can't end here!
Oh, Molly!
Oh, Ben!
Timmy! Timmy!
He's trying to tell us something! Look! The roof is opening! A rocket ship!
No! No! It's impossible!
Oh, God!
No! You don't understand! We're saved! It's the Shadow Nebula!
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
Through an ever-widening opening in the roof descends the most advanced starship ever created, the Shadow Nebula. Our heroes stare up at the ship in amazement, as do the Zygonians themselves.
Attention, please. Prepare to be drenched.
Drenched?
It's
salt water!
The Zygonians!
They're dissolving, just like the mutants in my time.
Dr. Webster patched me up when he went to the junkyard. The salt crystallized much faster than Dr. Wilcott anticipated, and Timmy is now controlling me with his mind.
Thanks, Augie.
After mopping up the gooey remnants of the Zygonian hatchlings, our heroes, Molly, Ben, Dr. Webster, Dr. Zorokoff, and the injured Timmy Mendez, gather around the galactoscope.
Thank you, humans, for restoring peace to our planet. Timmy Mendez, on behalf of all robots, I welcome you as our new ruler.
Good to have you back with us, L7. I like this version of you a whole lot better than the goon version. Oh.
Me too.
The only thing I don't understand is how those salt crystals grew so fast. I thought they were supposed to take a week.
Well, I did that with my mind powers too.
Enough with explanations. When Mysterion smashed into Galactoscope, he damaged it. Now it only has enough power left to transport two back to Earth. Who will go?
I can't return. I have a robot planet to rule. After a trip to the hospital. Oh.
Return? Are you out of your minds? Science is so advanced out here that I may be able to put all my theories into practice. And maybe then I can make up for almost helping that madman in his nefarious plans. Of course, with all the technology
I... stay too. Svrensky will never find me here.
Who's Svrensky?
Svrensky? I didn't say Svrensky.
So I'm going back home alone?
No, Miss Sloane. I'm going with you.
You are?
There's nothing for me in my time. maybe if I go back to where the mutations all started, I could stop it from ever happening. And then maybe...
maybe we could...
oh, Molly.
Oh, Ben.
Enough already! Power up the galactoscope!
Goodbye, everyone! Good luck, Timmy. I know you'll be great with those robots, kid.
Goodbye, Molly. Goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye.
They're gone.
Goodbye, Molly.
Hello, Dr. Webster.
Will Timmy successfully lead the robots? Will Ben be able to stop the mutation of the human race before it starts? Will Doctors Zorikoff and Webster populate their own Eden in the far reaches of outer space? We leave our heroes to their destinies at the end of these stirring adventures of the intergalactic nemesis, Robot Planet Rising!
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness.
I must have slept for my passages,
and it must have
this
been
noise,
dreams.
However,
this
is all
your
silence
and
I
hear only as a faint whistle.
I did not hear it
day
all
and night
as
I was on burrowing,
although it must
have
from
your
feet.
Can my
and it is so
much
speed,
audible only
to
the
ear
of the householder.
It
seemed to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet. That I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
Attention, please, passengers and crew. The Space Services is happy to have you aboard the colony ship, the Drake. Today we have warp space. Our way. Enjoy.
Hey, Casey, have they caught anyone yet?
For the bombing? I've heard a lot of people whispering about that, but nothing substantial.
Craig said security hauled the ambassador from Arcturus in.
Yeah, but they also let him go. Who's Craig?
Somebody I met here on the ship. But why'd they haul in the ambassador if it was nothing?
Well, maybe to find out if he knew anything, or maybe if he saw something. I don't know, but if they let him go... they obviously don't think he did it.
Do you think Pilot will be able to bring us out of warp space?
Well, sure. Why waste time worrying about it when there's nothing we can do?
Attention, please, passengers and crew. Volunteers having knowledge of hydroponics are requested to report to your area purser ASAP.
It's not like any of them could understand what we see in warp space. No normal can.
True. They aren't much help.
Yes, but we don't have the training to fix the arrays on the outside of the ship's hull. Yellow saw lightning flashes when she tried to take us out of warp space, and...
No, Red. Everything was the same until I felt the explosion. All the swirling colors looked the same as they always do, but the lightning trails were slightly different than usual. I'm not sure how to describe it. I just couldn't follow any of them back to regular space. Maybe we should just try again.
Maybe. But let's try to figure out what happened in the explosion first. Or at least let them get the jump arrays fixed.
Ugh. Boring.
Green.
You're not helping.
You aren't either, Blue.
Pilot, we have work to do.
Ugh. Fine.
Green. Maybe we should take a break till they find out how the arrays were damaged and whether they can fix them. I mean, maybe everything will be fine then.
All right.
Break until we know what's going on, and then one of us can try again to drop us out of warp space.
Finally.
Attention, please, passengers and crew. The Drake would like to remind you that the Arm 6 gyms are available for use by everyone on board. Deck 19 gyms are for crew use only.
Thank you for coming. Chief Martez says that he served with you and you're a good candidate to help with security. I trust the Chief's judgment, and your record speaks very well of you. But your record and the Chief were unable to give me any specifics. Are you able to clarify your exact skill set for me?
I can't clarify any of it for you. That information is classified. I'm retired and not interested in rejoining the military.
I understand. But with the skills I know you have, the Drake could very much use you. We need to have someone protecting Pilot at all times. Without Pilot, no one is getting anywhere. While she's on the bridge, she's fine, but she really needs to be protected when she's in less secure areas.
I agree, that's very important, but I'm still not interested in rejoining the Star Services.
I'll give you a special commission until the end of the flight. You'll be located in her suite with her and would be in charge of the rest of her security detail. Of course, you'd be refunded your credits for this trip as well as being paid. You were traveling to Alcyon?
Yes, that was my destination. I'd be allowed the use of extreme force in her protection?
Yes. You accept, then?
Yes.
You may arrange your needs of personnel and tools with Chief Martez. So, Julie, what do you think of her?
Are you sure she's the right person for the job? Zanya seems so cold.
That's exactly why she's the right person for the job.
Attention, please, passengers and crew. Please register all cabin changes with your area purser.
So that means I or one of my staff will be with you at all times. Do you have names other than your colors you'd prefer to be called?
No. It seems that we all kind of liked the names Kelly and Tina. It was way too confusing.
Thanks for asking, though. Not many people do.
We take the last name of whatever ship we're on. When we were in the academy, we were numbers.
This is much better.
Pilot, the jump array is fixed. Please report to the bridge.
Aye, Captain.
So, which of us is going to try it?
I will, since I was on duty when it happened.
But so far you and Red have been doing most of the work while Green and I have slacked off.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not too tired. I'll do it.
Blue is right. Green, you'll do primary interface, and Yellow, you'll use the secondary monitor interface.
All right.
Attention, please, crew. General testing of alert procedures will begin immediately. Report to duty stations.
We need to determine exactly what happened so we can report to the captain.
Oh, my lord. The bodies are still here.
Get a hold of yourself, Midi.
Yes, sir.
We have work to do. Dr. Wushu was busy tending to the living. Have you questioned everyone involved yet?
Yes, sir. Everyone involved is in the brig or medical right now. Seems that a group of passengers came to confront the ambassador about the explosion.
But, sir, you cleared him. The ambassador had nothing to do with it.
Midi, let the chief finish.
A passenger, Leon Ordway, threw something and a fight broke out. During the fight, Ambassador Dohuen and his assistant were both killed, Mr. Ordway as well. And we have 11 passengers in medical for serious injuries. I'm amazed that more people weren't killed or injured with how many passengers were here and in the hallway right outside. The
captain is going to be furious. This is going to cause all sorts of problems when we get to Arcturus.
If we get to Arcturus.
That must be medical for the bodies.
Midi, get out of the way!
Aye, aye, sir. Lieutenant. Sir, there's a person here. In the head. Under the black cloth.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that's just about all the time that we have for everything tonight. Next week, there is one more episode of the Intergalactic Nemesis available, and we'll take a listen to that. So that'll be coming up next week. Coming up in the next hour, you'll have Radio Zero with John. And so from all of us here in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM, please enjoy your weekend and everything that goes with it.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Community.